No, sir.
Well, what is the gray bear?
We totally take the
gray bears. Like runs to get hurt.
They run to get hurt, sir.
Right.
You want to go there?
Well,
question to come up.
Right. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, the CIA matter, we discussed that at length. My concern, and I think we've now agreed that it would be a mistake to hit the CIA thing today, because we have several things. We've got the Urban Committee hearing started. We've got the Walters Helms testimony out there. And no matter what we say, the story will be President linked to meetings or President directed meetings we held. And there's so many actors involved in the
meeting. You better get it at the time that our story will get like a second. Is that what you mean?
Well, that is part of it, but also the other part of it is that, you know, let Bob and John move out on this thing a little bit, too. In other words, on a story like this.
They would like to, John, to.
But then he should. I mean, after listening to the PR game, what do you think?
Well, what I think is this, sir. A, the only people that have the fact that you can be in the media is the committee.
The grand jury. Sure.
Now, right.
That's right. But I ordered them to get together.
Now, right now, in this climate, when you can express yourself, to have A, the early hearings start,
and have that
address go, and a banner headline generated by Ron today that you did not mean that to me, turning all the reporters loose on Bob, John, Al, and the rest of
them.
Even there are several ways to look at this. We need to decide it today, but just in what we talked about, a story like this could even be, from our standpoint, with this environment, with two pretty credible witnesses, quite frankly, Walters and Helms, stating what they stated about the meeting and the environment, instead of us going out and initiating a link, although we have a very good, positive story to tell, and this environment would become distorted, I'm not so even concerned even about the leak. I don't know if we collectively agree with that, because then you can hit it. You have something to attack, deny, and put in perspective.
But well, the point is, too, if the lead comes the way that I want you to handle it, let me say that it's this, that I talked to Fred, and I think I would be very direct. Was the president aware of the meeting? Of course he was aware of the meeting. The president had ordered a full court press to see whether or not the CIA or any government agency was involved this operation, and that was the purpose of the meeting. That's on the right to attorney.
That's right.
And he was assured it's nothing. After that, and then I would say he was assured by and I think we could say, and I want you, somebody to get talk to our friend Helms, but it's true, that they were not involved. CIA was not involved. And I just put it out in plastic that they were not involved, period. You see, the whole involvement thread of the CIA here is all based on this stuff about Dean. Dean asking them to get involved. Dean asking them to pick up the jet. They didn't do any of those things, did they?
No, they did not.
The point then, the charge is that the White House tried to get the CIA involved. Isn't that the charge?
Yes. That's the charge.
All right, the point that we made, our answer is, has to be, yes, the White House did it, but that we are getting a bad rap in the terms that we were trying to get the facts to see whether they were involved. Once we were sure they were not involved, that was it, period.
Once you issued.
You said the White House.
I know. Once the president was sure, because Helms did assure me. No, incidentally, so did Walters through the telephone conversation with Gray, because I said, what is Gray? What is Walters saying? I mean, if you talk to Walters, and I said, does he think the same thing? And he said, yes. You remember?
Yes.
Is that in that document?
Right.
Well, let's just write with that letter leave and then respond to it. I think that's best. Okay.
And we had another advantage, you see, because the Woodward story today is their first round.
Yeah.
And they're doing that. It would be far better if this issue on, in
colloquy and all of the rest to an atmosphere and tone of operation here in the White House and in the government going back to 1969. Now, it would appear that they're attempting to build the story, or the source leaking this, we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Is it attempting to build up to these papers?
Yeah, all right. Could be, all right. That's why we don't want to respond to the Pentover story. And that's why I think, Fred, your bird dogging today is so important.
Yes,
yes. You're working like that. We're trying to get that data.
Yes.
And get these people back.
Right. Get these people back. So we'll get the evidence.
Because we...
Under the circumstance is to give that letter to Peterson.
Right.
Stand away.
that...
There's no relationship in this evidence to Durbin. I mean, there's no indication of the letter that is connected.
And we don't even know that it is England.
And we don't even know that it is.
My suspicion, however, that's where he was treated. And
this would be, was this before he was in the Stephen Story group?
I don't know. He did not give dates in his letter.
Look, for Christ's sakes, I know what the story book. The story about Eagle and his drinking and all that sort of thing was well known at the time he was nominated. Pat Buchanan, who comes from St. Louis, talked all about that. And that he had also been under mental treatment. That was also pretty bad though. But anything about we didn't do a goddamn thing, all we did is sat back. Because we could do it either way. I know we didn't do a damn thing. I just know we didn't do anything.
No, I think we're going to come out.
It's not even a major issue.
All right, go ahead.
But
go
here's
ahead.
Your...
Yeah, that's our first
story. Well, that's all I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have one more problem, though.
Yeah.
We have a letter from John Dean to get into the subject. John Dean's lawyer, who is asking for access to his records to make copies of his crime files.
Very well.
Of his chronological files. Mm-hmm. His correspondence files. Under the circumstances, I think we must grant that this brings to the forefront another question, and that is Bob and John's access. This is hurting terribly that they're still here. I got hit by the prosecutor's office yesterday. Now, we don't have any credibility.
Oh my God, I told them they're here for the purpose of trying to carry out a transition of 4.5 years of work to their successors, but go ahead.
The prosecutor's office says that they accused us of total collusion. They said, you're destroying your own credibility. You don't have any with us, and we don't have any.
What would be your view? Do you mean to give everybody access or nobody?
I think we have to give, my point in return to go through this to the prosecutor was that their access, their files are under guard. They have access only to those files under supervision.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
And that you even would have to give access if there was a charge to a defendant to the records being used. Their response was, yes, those files are under control. But they're right there in the White House with access to every other record in the White House. They have secretaries. They got the whole nine yards. They're riding around in White House cars. They aren't even White House employees. They have secretaries, access to all the files, the ongoing things in the White House.
And well, what's your recommendation then?
The recommendation is that we talk to John and Bob, explain to them, and that they not keep out his face.
What's your
and that they not
agree
on it. Unfortunately, yes.
Yes, I think we have to.
As of the 19th,
it's just got to be
that's where they go.
Right.
See, they go off the payroll on the 19th.
We can make the position that we had to have
a transition. All right, what is the day? 17th.
Right, they go off this Saturday, I think.
Okay. You could say that their purpose is totally, and it's totally true, Christ. I've been talking to good God, about the goddamn foundation and 18 other different things, you know, that have to do with nothing with this case.
That brings the second point, too.
Yeah.
I think we should move Higby across the street.
Move him out of the office. Meet him for Higby across the street.
In the EOB.
Oh, that's fine.
Because he, there are accusations that he's an Alderman's man here in Alderman's.
Good. Get him out of here.
That's for his protection.
Get him out of here. You don't think you should let him go?
No. But I know him to service is an issue.
I mean,
he's
I
a good man who should just be.
My point is false. We cannot let everybody go who's called as a witness.
That is
my God. That is their, that is.
You have one more factor this morning. Yesterday, Wilson appeared in the court, in open court, in the civil suit, and advised the court the first time it's been made public. That both John and Bob were warned by the grand jury that they were subjects of the investigation and given the Fifth Amendment warrant. Now, that's the first time it's proceeded to that point where it's public knowledge.
All right. That's a lot different than what I'm getting at. I mean, Schultz, as you might imagine, are the same. Way of the others as well, if you might have let it go, then it should go to charge of jurisdiction. I almost said, you know, the thing that I that you said to the Secretary of Transportation about working on right now, I said you could give him a lead. So says, oh, I don't want him around. Well, now, if you really come down to it, Fred, that's not fair. Caulfield may be guilty as hell. I don't know. I don't know if he was in some of these security operations before, but the point that I make is because Caulfield's been called before the grand jury because of a charge he may have discussed clemency with somebody is not a reason to fire him off without a payroll. Am I right, Hudson?
That's correct.
All right. We'll take you. Go ahead.
Well, the point I was making on Larry is that, you know, he shouldn't be. He's a good man. He's a good asset. He's here
yep.
6 months
right
now.
If he services as a point of contention, then he's going to lose.
Yeah.
See, I don't get mad at him.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, Bob. And Bob and John, how do you handle their stuff then?
I think we just tell them that starting Monday morning, they have to be cleared out.
Yeah.
I think we have to take the car away. It surfaced again in the press last night.
I saw that.
Driven by a man who's from Camp David, a soldier, a military man. It's just dynamite. And
right.
Necessary.
That's hurting them in their case. And it's got to be done. That's the way it's going to be done. All right, fine. Done. Okay. What other questions?
That about covers it for the moment. We need to get back to the
meeting. You don't have any questions on any positive subjects that we can go
into? No, really. I talked to Barry Goldwater.
Yeah, I wondered.
I said, Barry, why did you join the Carpenters? He said, well, he said, I was going to call the president. He said,
now, you were going to call him back. Every time he called, I've done what he wanted, but I fired Baldwin early.
He said, what worries him is he's been after the country. He said, the country is 100% behind the president. Every place I've gone,
where
you are behind the president. And yes, he did. And he said, I just wanted to get him out so that he could rally the what support is there, baby.
Well, you see, there will come a time when we will get out and rally our supporters, but it is not yet.
That's what I told
you. That's the point. We don't want to go out. Sure, I can go out and make an armed forces state speech. That's all right. And we'll be on national television with the POWs. That's all right. That's rallying the country some. But you see what I mean? You don't have to rally the country. You don't have to go to Tucson. You know what I mean? And I try to do the Dirksen thing, right? I got a hell of quite a schedule coming up here. But if we start a Chautauqua at this present time, this is going to be a very great mistake. Have you agreed, John Brown?
Yes, I did. I explained this to him, and he said, you're right. He said, I agree with you. He said, you're right.
The POW can be a very good thing.
You don't
want to
exploit it,
but if the POWs are interviewed, and they surely will be, Mr. President, if they choose some of them, you'll get some good, strong support.
Yeah, they always make statements. Well, the press won't print them, but that's all right. Could I just suggest one thing on the Dean thing? That this idea that the way you go here, the way which I thought was good, very good, you could handle it for jobs. But the press, it seems to me, Ron, seems to be taking up the cudgels for Dean. Is that right? So, sir, maybe he's being made a scapegoat.
No, that was Rather Glee, which was in the news summary.
Yeah.
Rather, you can always depend on not being a bellwether press club.
The point that I made.
We have to be cautious, though.
Yeah.
In other words, yesterday was about as much as we could do. We had to do
that. Right. Yeah, because we have to think that's going to come out of this little paper.
You can't make him a martyr.
Well, the point that I would make about Dean is that we're treating everybody the same here.
Well, I made that point in the briefing. That's
what I'm saying. And the only other point is that no other major White House person was in Washington. I don't know what you find. Is that a legitimate point to make or not? Or do you want to make it? Or why say it to him?
On the back.
I don't think I'd make that on the background, Mr. President.
Okay.
Except on the background.
Oh,
you don't want to make a martyr.
Let the press do the interview.
He'll do himself.
He'll do himself.
If we don't know, yes.
Why?
Just because of
how's he look on television, for instance?
Oh, he looks very pretty.
I don't know what he looks like. I think he looks like what he is.
Yeah.
He looks like a
he's going to look very weak. But he's going to look weak. And he's going to be
When does Houston leave?
In August.
Oh, Houston doesn't have much solid recollection. He had to look at his files. Do you think he could find something in the files?
I don't know, Mr. President. Was he good or not?
Goodbye. Goodbye. Back to work. Now, if you've got another minute or you talk to Hunch, I want to keep you just you and me time again.
No, I did well, sir.
Thank you.
he's going to surface as an arch villain on his own, through his own actions.
Thank you. He said about 10 days of this. And they're going to kill us.
They really are. Not my prediction. Ronald Lewis doing a beautiful job. Smooth. Good thing.
Because it would really be great.
What was Dean's request for?
He wanted to look at his chronological file.